You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And the time is 6:40. It's a gorgeous day out there. It's summer. It's already July 13th. I can't believe it. I've been busy doing nothing. No, busy just I'm a teacher and I've got the summer off and it's pretty glorious so far. I mean, literally, I feel like we've had our first real summer day like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, but I will take it. It's been a very, very delayed season. It's so cold and so wet. But anyways, that was Kikagaku Moyo. They are a band out of Tokyo, Japan, a five-piece. And let me tell you a little bit about these guys. They were formed in 2012. And the name of their band, Kikagaku Moyo, is translated literally as to being geometric patterns. That is it. All right. Okay. So let's see what else we have coming up. Right now, we're going to hear something from a band who, I got to say, this is what happens in my brain. When I hear a band's name that I don't like, I'm just like, ugh, I don't know. I get turned off by badly named bands. I could tell you the best band ever, and I learned my lesson. And that is Modest Mouse back in, like, I don't know, 1995. I was like, ugh. Everybody was talking about Modest Mouse this. And I was like, what a dumb band name. Anyways, they end up being one of my favorite bands because I finally bought in. And same with this band, Car Seat Headrest. Same thing. Like, I'm like, what a stupid named band. And, I'm like driving around. I've got my satellite radio going. And I'm like, this is such a great song. I'm like, oh, it's Car Seat Headrest. They're actually pretty awesome. And they have been. I've sort of been listening to them over the past few years. They were formed in 2010, originally out of Virginia, the band. They're a four-piece, all-male band. And now they are located in Seattle. That's the deal. And they're on Matador Records. So let's hear this song of theirs, which is very good. It's called Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales. And you can find, what's the name of the album? I'm still trying to look that up. Anyways, I'll get back to you on that. anyways, there you go. I'm here until 8. And my name is Anita. Did I tell you that? Yeah. All right. And by all means, if you're listening to this, you're driving, you're doing whatever, and you're like, I like it. Or you're like, I hate it. if you're in the, I guess, former category, go to CITR.ca and you could find all of these shows podcasted. You'll find all the podcasts you could ever want. Does anybody even listen to the radio anymore? I don't know. But here we are. Let's listen to, hopefully you're not, if you're in your car, you're not drunk. That's the name of the song. This is Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales. And, of course, we are talking about, hold on a second here. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. This is Car Seat Headrest. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver.
In the backseat of my heart, my love tells me I'm a mess. I couldn't get the car to start. I left my keys somewhere in the mess.
Comes and goes in plateaus. 1 month later, I'm a fucking pro. My parents would be proud. Or fall asleep on the floor. Forget what happened in the morning. There are notes in your race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. this is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It's too late to articulate. It was all so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying, I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. Use that voice in your to him. It's not too late. Turn off the engine, get out of the car and start to walk. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. Stop the rumble.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is such a dope song. That is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs featuring Perfume Tree, totally new release, Spitting Off the Edge of the World from the album Cool It Down. That is Karen O, of course. Yeah, love it. Can't go wrong with that. Before that, we heard something from the Australian band formed in 2010. That is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. From the 2014 album Oddments, we heard Work This Time. And of course, Car Seat Headrest from Virginia. Well, now in Seattle. With the song Drunk Drivers Killer Whales. All right. It is 6:59. And sun is streaming into the studio here at CITR. And I'm in a good mood. That is awesome. So let's move on. I've decided to, I don't know, I'm feeling like I'm in a wavy mood. It's a summery thing. The band Waves, W-A-V-V-E-S, Waves, or Waves. We're going to hear something from their album released almost exactly a year ago. So that would be July 16th, 2021. And today is July 13th. I still can't believe it's that deep into summer already, but whatever. We're going to hear the song Help Is On The Way. And this is another awesome band. They're out of San Diego, and I've seen them before live, and they put on a good show. The lead singer had some serious alcohol problems, so bad. I think there was some show, and he got in a fight with either the crowd and or his band, which I think then led him into, if I remember the story correctly, like rehab. So he's really struggled. But whatever he's doing here musically is killer. So let's make sure I've got this here. I do. All right, what do we got here? Okay, hold on a second. Maybe I don't have this. One second. Yeah, okay, this is Waves. And what song did I say I had? Help is on the way, that is correct. There seems to be an actual theme to this record, and it seems to be dealing with like a lot of dysfunction in the lead singer's life. Let me tell you his name too. I know it. He's hold on a second here. He used to date the lead singer from Best Coast. That's right. And let's find them here. Here we are. Okay, his name is Nathan Williams. That is correct. Nathan Williams. There's four of them. Nathan Williams, Stephen Pope. Oh, interesting. Pope. I've been watching Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom. And speaking of San Diego, the town, Oceanside, California, is just north of San Diego. And it's funny that Pope is the main character in Animal Kingdom. And by the way, if you like Animal Kingdom, which I'm addicted to, they finally put season 5. I believe it's season 5. The season that was missing. They've just released season 6. You can watch that on different, you know, services or whatever. But like Netflix and Crave and all that, all those streaming services did not have season 5, which is stupid. But they now do. They now do is my point. Just like the other day, they released season 5. Finally. So go watch Animal Kingdom on Netflix. Thank you, Jared, my lovely boyfriend, who actually lived in Oceanside, California. So he tipped me off. So that's awesome. Anyways, back to Waves. I'm going on this like whole weird tangent, this California tangent. But they are. They're from, again, San Diego. And there's a guy, Stephen Pope, in the band. And also there's an Alex Gates and Ross Traver. Okay. What can I tell you about his like onstage meltdown? I have the information up right here. Let's take a look here. King of the Beach. Oh yeah, King of the Beach is a good one. I had all that information. Anyways, he's gone through some dysfunction. Maybe that will just be enough information. You can look it up. Okay, let's listen to Help Is on the Way. It's a great tune. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I am here. I'm your host, Anita B, until 8. And my show is only on every second week. So every second Wednesday. And here we are. Finally. Whoops, that doesn't work. I thought I stopped that. Okay, we're good. Help is on the way with some Waves. With Help is on the way.
This summer.
No. Okay. Jesus. Okay, hold on a sec, folks. Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. We got it, finally, I think.
If I gotta stay. Drown me, and then the dam breaks. I'm at the floodgates.
summer. I feel like summer. You can feel it in the streets on a day like this. That heat, I feel like summer. She feel like summer. I feel like summer.
Well, we are having some technical difficulties as... And that's odd. That's odd. My one channel is not working, which is not my fault. And I actually got an email from the program director, or sorry, the station manager, saying there's some issues here at the station. So how about I do not attempt to play these Canadian Red Cross, I don't know, promos or public service announcements. All right, that's fine. Anyways, my name is Anita B. And I have one of two monitors working and one channel not working, which is fine. And the sun is streaming into my eyes, and I feel it's bad fortune to complain. So I'm just going to try to, I'm wearing my sunglasses, so see what I'm going to play us here. Okay, anyways, let's take a look. What did we just listen to? We just listened to The Black Lips with the song Crystal Night from the 2017 album Satan's Graffiti or God's Art. There you go, The Black Lips. Before that, we heard something from Childish Gambino, which goes out to Jared. That was his request. Feels Like Summer from the 2018 record Summer Pack. There you go, baby. And then Waves in there with Help Is On The Way from their record called Hideaway, which is released on Fat Possum Records. All right, it is 7:17. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. Oh, yeah, and we've got some Clorox Girls coming on right now. So let's take a look. We're going to play something. Well, we're going to listen to something called Don't Take Your Life. It's crazy catchy. And, yeah, this is probably from about, I don't know. I have to look it up. Maybe 12 years ago or so. But anyways. All right. So I saw these guys. They played Vancouver not too long ago. Well, I don't know. 5-6 years ago. So I'm getting old. I am old. So that seems kind of recent. But, yeah, where'd they play? They played at the Hindenburg. That's right. The Hindenburg in Gastown. It was a great show. And I believe they're from either Portland or Seattle. I should know this. I'll come back with more info. Okay, this is the Clorox Girls on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with Don't Take Your Life. Oops.
Dancing on the screen.
That is Shine a Light from one of my favorite Canadian bands, Wolf Parade. Wolf Parade originally are from British Columbia. So at least a couple of them have their roots on the island, like Victoria, I don't know. And then they ended up moving to Montreal back, I don't know, like around the earlier part of this century, I guess. And are they still together? I don't think so. That record, and actually, I think most of their stuff was released on Sub Pop. And as a matter of fact, speaking of Modest Mouse, it was Brock Isaac from Modest Mouse who discovered Wolf Parade. And that's how they got their record deal. Because for a little bit there, Isaac Brock was actually an A&R guy for like Sub Pop. Go figure. Yeah. And I did see them, or actually I saw the one guy from Wolf Parade. His previous band was called Atlas Strategic, and they had opened for Modest Mouse when I saw them at the QE Theater downtown, And so you can see there's the connection. All right. That was Wolf Parade. Before that, we heard something from the English band The Cribs from 2015 with the song Burning for No One off the album For All My Sisters. Now, The Cribs may be most debatable, but maybe most famous for having Johnny Marr as a permanent member for about 4 or 5 years there. He's no longer listed as a member of The Cribs, however. And then the Clorox Girls started that set off with from their self-titled album, Don't Take Your Life. And that song was released back in 2004. And I mistakenly said Clorox Girls were from Seattle or Portland. I was close. They're West Coast. They're from Oakland, California. That's the story there. All right. It is 7:30, which means I have 30 more minutes with you guys. My name is Anita B, and my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm having some technical difficulties, but this time it's not my fault, as it almost always is. And the sun is just streaming in my eyeballs. Like, my retinas are getting burned, which is okay. I actually was, like, doing my show with my sunglasses on. And I say it's okay because, especially if you know anything about CITR, this is the newer studio. This is, like, very fancy, very bougie. I guess this studio sort of opened when the newest student union building, which is called The Nest, I guess. I don't know. It's the dumbest name. Opened maybe about 5 years ago, something like that, 6 years ago. And the old station, which was in the old sub student union building, was like a bomb shelter. There's no sunlight. It was very dark. So I'm just going to enjoy this sunlight. Oh, speaking of which, why don't I give us a rundown of the weather? Let's take a look. Let's see what we have in store for weather in Vancouver. All right, here we go. Well, let's take a look. It is currently 22 degrees. How lovely. And it's full sun. Awesome. Okay, now let's see. For the next 7 days, the forecast is, let's see, Thursday is tomorrow. So Thursday the 14th, a high of 22, mainly sunny. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 21, 21, and 20. That's not that summery, is it? I don't know. Okay, Friday, it's a mix of sun and clouds and 21. Yeah, okay. Saturday, chance of shower, high of 21. Sunday, cloudy with showers. Blech. All right. Okay. Whatever. All right, let's move on. I'm going to go back in time here to 1999. We're going to hear something from Kathleen Hanna's band La Tigra. Who doesn't love La Tigra? Like, there's something wrong with you if you don't like them. Like, seriously. La Tigra. So Kathleen Hanna, if you know nothing about her, she was the lead singer. Well, is. I think Bikini Kill is still around. Lead singer of Bikini Kill. She was like the original Riot Girl. And when I say Riot Girl, it's G-R-R. Some people add three R's, L, which had its sort of basis in Olympia, Washington, definitely. They all went to like Evergreen College and were in the feminism program, whatever it's called, women's studies. And they really smashed the patriarchy. They really did. So good for these girls. Amongst the whole, you know, Riot Girl movement was, aside from La Tigra, you had like Bratmobile, you had Slater Kinney. If you want, you can lump them in with that. So many bands were coming out at that point and finally saying like, look, like we can rock. Like, I don't even understand like the dark ages that we've been a part of. And then, of course, we had the whole Sarah McLachlan and her, you know, her traveling festival of commercial bands. But anyways, okay, I'm going on a tangent here. Let's just listen to Hot Topic from La Tigra here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hot topic is the way that we run. Hot topic is the way. with the yellow dog. I-95's got a smile on his face and big shiny eyes. Up at a decent hour, never ate yet. Got a little Johnny Cash in the old tape deck. Nothing in the trunk but some baseball gloves, pair of jumper cables and a set of golf clubs. Blanket on the back seat, we're in rough shape. Sunroof held on with a bit of duct tape. Looking for a gas station, better make a list. Fill her up with regular, I need to take a piss. Sexy girl air freshener, stacks in a pinwheel. Top up the fluids, clean the bugs off the windshield. Not a care in the world, not a how and a why. No destination, not a cloud in the sky. Back on the road, not a moment too soon. Dish ran away with some other spoon. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing soul songs, trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Hole in the muffler, ghosts on the shoulder, cough drops, loose change in the beverage holder. To roll down the window, you gotta use a wrench. Been thinking about brushing up on my French. Right there in the glove box, if you should look, you'll find 40 parking tickets and a copy of the good book. Don't bother looking, you'll never find me. I'm starting from scratch and leaving trouble behind me. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress. Wicked and weird, I'm a road hog with an old dog singing slow songs trying to hold on. Wicked and weird, I'm a rat fish trying to practice doing backflips on your mattress.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Champion Lawnmower. And Luna is the lead singer of that band. She's super rad, and she's also a teacher with the Vancouver School Board. And last I saw her, she was subbing. So I don't know, she might have a permanent position by now. But she would sometimes stop by my classroom when she was at my school. And she teaches an interesting combination. I believe her deal is her teachables are English and math. Go figure. She's got both sides of her brains of her brain working. So good for Luna. So Champion Lawnmower, that song was called I Can Slinky. And it was released 3 years ago on their self-titled record. Before that, we heard something from a while back. So 2004, Wicked and Weird from Buck 65's album Talkin' Honky Blues. And then Slater Kinney from 2000 with You're No Rock and Roll Fun off their very good album, All Hands on the Bad One. Now, Buck 65 is Richard Turfry, and he is the host of CBC Music Drive. CBC Music Drive. He's from Mount Uniaki, or is it Uniaki? Mount Uniaki? Nova Scotia. And there you go. That's the basics on that. Okay. Now, what do we have coming up next? Well, first of all, the time is 7:48, which means I have 12 more minutes until I am Gandhi. I am Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right. So what I have for us right now, the new Pornographers, I'm going back a while here. Back to, like, I don't know, 1999. This is a great record. It is, what's it called? Mass Romantic. This was the new Pornographers on Mint Records, and this was back in the day when I was in a band, and we had opened for the new Pornographers, I don't know, at least a couple times. Yeah, those days. I'm laughing because I feel like this is before they really hit it big. I feel like there was even a moment, no, it was with another band, but where I was like, who's going to open for who? God. And that's when there were shows at, what was that place called? Ms. T's. Ms. T's. Ms. T's, if you don't know this, was a venue that has since burned down, I believe. Now, it was in, like, sort of the downtown east side, kind of that area. And it, so when you go into Ms. T's, or when you went into Ms. T's, again, music venue, but the one half, you go downstairs and it's the men's baths, or like gay baths. So it was like super gay, like men, like, you know, canoodling and getting naked with each other. And then you had the venue portion, and we played a lot of shows there, and I'm just laughing at what a strange little venue that was. All right. And that was where, again, speaking of the new Pornographers, they would play a lot of shows there too. I feel like we opened for them at that place amongst a few other places. Okay. I'm getting tired. The sun is no longer, you know, stabbing my eyeballs. So that's good. And let's listen to this very hot track, The Slow Descent to Alcoholism. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My slow descent into ice.
Salvation, hold out central. Salvation, hold out central. Change for the part, King me.
All right, that right there is Binky. I love Binky. He's so good. Binky is a young dude out of like North Carolina, who has been sort of killing it on the charts lately. That is from last year, from his record Motor Function, Clay Pigeon. All right, before that, New Pornographers from the 1999 record Mass Romantic. With the Slow Descent into Alcoholism, Champion Lawnmower in there before that, and Buck 65. I'm going to leave us with the Ramones, but before I do, I'm just going to tell you thank you. My name is Anita B. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. What else? What else is there to say except that it's summer? So let's all hope it's a collective happiness. Let's hope that we're all experiencing some bliss. You know, I don't know. Okay. The Ramones we have coming up next from 1986. This is a little bit more newer in the Ramones catalog. One of my favorite songs, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Also, My Brain is Hanging Upside Down. Depending on which country you live in, it was marketed differently, like the names of the songs. It was released as a single in England and in North America. From the 1986 record Animal Boys. Of course, there's no longer any original members of the Ramones alive. That's sad. But, you know, that is what happens. I don't have to tell you. Okay, let's take a listen to one of my favorite songs. And I will be back in two more weeks with Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You get it.